All right, so I will call the meeting to order. We can't approve minutes because we're virtual. We'll do that at our next meeting that'll be in person, which is October. Okay. Any public comments? Doesn't look like we have anybody else on the line either, do we?
No.
President's comments. Not really much to say. Not much going on. Just keep going. Jen, health officers report.
Well, first, do we want to do introductions, Dr. Gerlach, with Ola being our new member?
That would be great. Great. I'll start. I'm Diane Gerlach. I'm a pediatrician with Aurora. I've been working with the health department for a long time, and I'm the board chair. Ola.
I'm Ola. I work in Racine. I'm with YMCA First Choice for Apprenticeship Program. But I live in Kenosha.
Julia Robinson. I was an alderman in Kenosha for 10 years. I have a background, clinical director, ran a psych unit. I've done a lot of things.
Lori.
Hi, Lori Plummer, Clinical Services Manager at the Health Department.
Rogelio?
Rogelio,
you're on mute.
Roger,
you're on mute. Rogelio is how you say it. Rogelio Perez.
You're still on mute. You're still on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Now.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Pretty much right now I'm acting as a independent insurance agent. I have my own insurance agency, and I mainly work with the Hispanic community, assisting them mostly not insurance, but immigration, legal situations, hospitals, home. I mean, whatever they need, divorces and whatever they need, I'm here to support them and encourage them to really do better in life. And I love doing this. I love to help, and I'm very grateful to be part of you guys.
Dr. Pritchard?
Hello, Ola. This is Dr. Diane Pritchard, owner and therapist at Beloved Wellness Center. I've been on the board for less than 6 months, I believe. So thank you for joining us.
I should thank everybody for asking. We have to, first of all, give thanks to Jim Cruiser. Too bad, you know, somebody else is taking over the job now, but this is not political. And then John Jensen over there, and Jen, thank you very much for asking me to be part of this. And I think I'll do what I can.
Welcome, Ola.
Thank you very much, sir.
Tammy.
Hi, I am Tammy Capito. I am not normally at these meetings. I'm just here in case there's any questions on the city intergovernment agreement, but I am the CFO for Human Services.
And I'm Jen Freiheit. I'm the health officer. And I'll flip it to Karen so she can introduce herself.
Okay, Karen Kirstein, administrative assistant in the health department. I've talked to you, Ola, on the phone many times, so we're familiar with each other.
Thank you for shepherding me through this process. I appreciate it.
All right. Would you like me to go ahead then, Dr. Gerlach? All right. First, just because Tammy can jump off when she's done, there have been some recent changes to the city-county contract. And Tammy, correct me if I'm wrong, but just in a nutshell, this was back in 82, whatever the year was, that the city health department and the county health department merged into one. There was a contract set up that accounted for the city paying into the county's health department. And there have been some recent changes with that. So I'll turn it over to Tammy just to kind of give a quick lowdown. Thanks for being here, Tammy. And then, yes, if anybody has any questions, this will be the perfect time.
Yeah, so Jen's right. In 1992, the agreement was started and we took over services. So the city had their own health department and we took that over and combined in wanting to save costs for us both having our own with IT, with, you know, administrative costs. They were having a hard time hiring and staffing it. So we came together and we do a cost allocation every year that charges the city residents above and beyond what the tax gets charged to them for the services that they use. So we have now had an agreement that just got approved with the board last week where we are going to phase this out in exchange for some roads. And so for 2021 and 2022, they're just going to pay what they've been charged. And then starting with 2023, they're just going to have a lump number to pay. So in 2023, they're going to pay us $700,000. And then every year, that's going to go down $100,000. It's to help us phase that into our tax levy, because every year we're going to add then $100,000 into levy till it gets down to zero. And then once it's down to zero, the city will no longer pay us. It'll just be part of the tax levy that they already get charged and part of taking over the roads. Anybody have questions on that?
I think what I just want to say is because it, you know, I've only been in 2.5 years and COVID has taken up all but 3 months of that. And it was a little confusing coming from, I'd always worked for municipalities in the past to a county that has the fourth largest city in the state and not really aware of how the city has input into the health department and how that relationship works with both a county exec and a mayor. And so I am hopeful that moving forward that we can also figure out a better way, because the vast majority of our clients do come from city, from within city limits. I mean, obviously we do serve west of the eye and in the county too, but I think it'll be important to figure out how we move forward that the city doesn't get lost in all that the health department does, and that we figure out whatever, you know, Julia is on our board of health because she is sort of our liaison between the administration of the city and this board of health, AKA the health department. And so, but we can do much more beyond just having a liaison. So I am hopeful to figure out what that communication structure can and should be. You know, as the health director, should I be reporting to the city council and to the alders more often? I would certainly see that that would be a venue for increasing communication and all of that too. So open to all the thoughts.
If I can speak up, I think one of the things that will be important as we transition, just to give you a little bit of history, Jen. So the city and the county switched, combined in 1992, and the contract was signed approximately 3 months before the state law changed, and it would have been a requirement for the county to have taken it over. So the history of who's paying who and why and whatever and how long that contract took place, there's a lot of stuff and history that goes along with that, as well as how allocations got, how people got charged. Was it by zip code? Was it, you know, just all the different things? There was a lot that of history. And then there was the history of the fact that, in a sense, the way it got created, the city residents were being charged, or the city was being charged, but there was no feedback for any fiduciary. You know, even though I'm a liaison, you know, we know that the Board of Health does not have any fiduciary or governmental controls. We are an advisory committee. And so there's just been a lot of history. And I too am very hopeful. You know, the city is, or I can speak for city administration, that they are very supportive of the health department. And I think we saw that with all the vaccination clinics and all the things trying to deal with COVID and all the other things that the health department does. But I think that trying to create some direct lines so that people within the city hear you more, Jen, or that we see more input so that people can see what their tax dollars are going for. I think that's going to be super important. And I will do whatever I can to help create that, you know, linkage.
Thank you. Super important. So we'll continue this conversation as we sort of navigate these new waters with the decreased funding from the city and what that means for not just the health department, but for the community. Good. Any other questions for Tammy? All right. Thank you, Tammy. You can stay on if you like, or you can jump out. All right. So first, just a COVID update. Not much to update. Our numbers are still extremely, extremely low. Hospitals, cases, deaths, all very, very low. Obviously, you know, with Philadelphia masking up this morning, and you know, we're watching what's happening overseas and in other parts. We did see a slight little tick up after April 1st. April 1st, actually, it was no April Fools. We actually had no cases that day. And then we saw a slight little tick up. We do expect a post-spring break bump that we've had every year, but it's always been a little bump around this time of year. It's in the fall that we see, obviously, with going back to school after summertime and people going indoors more, that we see a bigger bump. So who knows what's to come? We're trying to be proactive in that and figure out what we need to do now for potentially next September, back to school, that sort of thing. You know, the recommendation will still continue this summer that outdoors is best, you know, limiting exposure, staying home when sick, all the good rats. So that's what's happening with COVID. Any questions on that before I move forward?
Are we hearing, I know we've got the fourth booster or the fourth shot for everybody 50 and over. I'm already having people, you know, asking me, and I'm like, go talk to a doctor. But what are we thinking about the fall? Are we thinking there's going to be another booster or a flu COVID combination, or are we not hearing, do we not know yet?
We don't know anything, but as soon as Lori finishes her sip there, I'll let Lori talk to her.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yes, we have started providing the fourth dose. It is for the parameters for it are 50 and older. Anybody immune? Pardon me? Oh, anybody over, so 50 and older, anybody immune compromised, and they prefer 5 months in between your first booster to the next. So, and I was down there earlier. We haven't advertised, I don't think, yet on any of our social media platforms, but we have seen a slight uptick in, I think by this morning we'd already done 12 or something like that. So we are seeing an increase. Folks are coming in to get their fourth dose.
Okay, thank you.
All right. In non-COVID news, I have many little updates. I just feel like just a bit of a background, you know, right? I came into the health department. Board of Health didn't meet monthly. It was, sort of loosely every other month or different schedules, like not in the summertime, that kind of thing. And I really wanted to make the Board of Health much more active. And so I, you know, implemented monthly. And sort of want to look at how do we get back to what the grand vision was for the Board of Health before COVID blanketed us over the last 2 years. And so part of that was, in the past, the Board of Health, and I'm speaking more to Ola on this, there would be two or three speakers every single Board of Health meeting from our different units and teams that would come and just sort of give an update on what that team did. And that was well and good, but that's where we have switched that update now that you have received that via the orientation on what the heck all of our teams are and what they do, so that the precious hour that we have once a month, we could make it much more active and determine what we need to do. You are an advisory group, and I certainly want all the advice. So So instead of just a speaker's bureau or presentations for the whole hour, it was, you know, let's change the direction. Now that the blanket of COVID has lifted a little bit, I would like to get more input into what you would like to see happen during our 1 hour. You know, there are certainly things I could be reporting out on, such as, do you want to know what all of our vacancies are? Do you want to know what press releases we put out in the last month? Do you want a monthly reminder of what our short and long-term goals are, whether it's department or by teams and units? So those sorts of things I would like to capture, and I was hoping to have a discussion about it today, but with three of our members out, I think I'm certainly open to any of your verbal comments right now, but I think Karen will be putting out a survey that also captures what you all would like to see being reported out. This isn't the Jen Freiheit hour. I don't need to be talking the whole time. So what would you like to see in these meetings? What would you like reported out to you so that you have a better picture of the components that you want to know about? So some of those things, you know, would you like to see my annual evaluation? We just updated everybody's job descriptions. Would you like to see job descriptions of certain staff? Personnel policies that we're creating, those sorts of things. So we'll put that into a very quick survey for you all to find out. But any comments on what you right now, burning thoughts of what you might like to see happen in these meetings?
Right now, what I can say is that I follow your page on Facebook, and I share the information that you have there to my own network, and people who probably just read whatever I put there. You know, I don't make a lot of comments. Maybe I can say, did you know this? Yeah. Do you know that the health department is doing this? You know, so I'm asking those questions of my network, or informing them that this is what we do there. And, you know, I continue to do that at this time. You know, whatever you have, just share it. And then, you know, if I have anything that I need to say to you, you know, I probably write something out and then send it out to you.
Fantastic. I love that. I hope you're all following our Facebook and sharing. Yeah.
I think that's been a great way to share information, especially during COVID. But, you know, some of this new stuff, I had several people go get their well water tested and, you know, things like that when they were, or the radon, you know, that those are really helpful to be able to share that. I would like to see more. I would like to spend the time having discussion and not listening to reports. I can read much faster than somebody can talk to me. And so, you know, if people have a PowerPoint presentation that they have done and that's the information they want to give it to us, send it to us ahead of time. You know, as an alderman, we would get packets every week and we would have, you know, reading to do. And, you know, I don't expect us to have the same kind of reading, but you know, whether you decide you want to send it to us weekly or biweekly or monthly, I don't care how you do it, but feel free to send us, you know, PowerPoints to watch or screens or letters or whatever. I will happily read through things. But then I can do it on my own time, you know, as is convenient, and then be ready to talk when it's time here.
Sounds good.
When it comes to doing things for the Hispanic community, I'm sorry, I always have to bring the Hispanic community, but it seems like I am the only person who can probably get involved with you. I received comments from people here in my office that there's more people from Colombia, there's more people from Honduras, there's more people from Guatemala. They keep coming and coming and coming, and it's almost like it's not going to stop. So my concern is that what can we do to help the newcomers to Kenosha? And I mean, if there's anything that we can do, because you know, if we don't really do, let's say, provide them the benefits, even though you know they don't know what Kenosha Health Department is, if we don't show the the benefits that are out there, at the end, we probably somehow we will end up paying some other way. So if we can just, you know, maybe have everybody to be vaccinated or something. That I was very impressed last week or the last meeting that we were at the health department. That I mean, there's so much benefits that the Kenosha Health Department have that I didn't know. I've been here for 4 years and I didn't know that Kenosha Health Department had those services. Maybe because I never had a need, or maybe I was never approached to see those benefits. But you know, I think I mean, if I can do anything to help out, Jen, I mean, please use me, okay? And I'm willing to help so that we can take care of these people too.
Jen, I wonder if we just don't start with the basics, such as getting our information over to your location, just pamphlets and other things that are there that they can take. We've just updated quite a few of our services into new materials, et cetera. So we could get those over there. At least people could at least take a look at them and or we could put together some of those folders like Karen has put together for me.
And we have everything in there. Yeah. So I think that's a good start. But what longer range, what I'm thinking is, because, you know, our health department has made a commitment to equity and we've now infused it in all of our services, policies, programs, hirings, everything. And so maybe a standing item on, you know, equity and how we can infuse that throughout Kenosha County and talk about actionable items moving forward each month.
Could we, thinking about some of what Roger said, you know, and obviously I represented Columbus Park area, so I had Frank and I had, you know, a lot of people that St. Mark's and, you know, all. Is there a way that as we are doing the kindergarten readiness, you know, all of the kindergarten readiness things with the schools and they're doing the registrations and things like that, could we have something that as the parents are coming and registering the kids at a young age, which is when we want to get, you know, all the vaccines and information out for asthma and for obesity and, you know, all that stuff. Is there something that could be given to parents through the schools? You know, could we collaborate with the schools in order to give out that information for the health department, here's where you can get vaccines, here's where you can get, you know, contact?
I think we would probably want to work through the daycares because we do have good connections with the schools and they do get their annual letter of where to get their vaccines, you know, from K-5 on. We all are also in early Head Start and Head Start, but not everybody's enrolled in that. In fact, the numbers keep going down every year. So something needs to happen earlier. That's where our home visitation program comes in. But again, our numbers are pretty low. And so we need to figure out ways to get with people earlier than when they enter school. So I think that's definitely a daycare, childcare issue. Good thoughts. Well, we'll put this out in a survey to get, they'll be open-ended spaces as well too. Cause I just want to make really good use of your time. This is very valuable. It's not just a state statutory requirement to have a Board of Health. You know, you are our liaison, to out in this community. And so having that input will be extremely helpful. So definitely some good components coming out of that. Justin, some other quick updates of what the health department's been doing over the last month. The county is going through a wage study. We have spent a significant amount of time updating our job descriptions for every job. In the past, when there was an opening, we quickly threw something together and posted it just so we could fill the position. But we spent some significant time really looking at verbiage and wordage and what are the knowledge, skills, and abilities necessary for each job. And so public health is always very hard to understand for wage compensation companies. And so to figure out appropriate compensation for public health staff. So we're hoping that the time we spent in these job descriptions will help that cause. Who knows if it'll result in wage increases for any of our staff, but at least we've put our best foot forward in completely redoing all of our job descriptions to make sure that they are representative of the job that's done and the knowledge and skills and abilities that are needed for each job. So we'll see what comes of that. That'll probably take several months through that the county has contracted with Carlson Detman. So through that company. The schools have definitely been reaching out more. Vaping is back on the forefront again. One of the high schools, local high schools, reached their 100th case, which they have a strict policy of, don't quote me, but I think it's expulsion if caught. So they had their 100th case. So the schools are definitely very worried about vaping again. They've reached out to our substance use team and to our school nurses to talk about what we could do to partner on that. So we're in the very infant stages of that. I just wanted you aware that that has come down. We have had a big win over the last month in that our Kenosha County Detention Center and pretrial facility potentially will be looking at distributing Narcan to every person upon release. So we're already in their training on Narcan through the Living Free program. We were just never able to distribute Narcan. And so we're working out the logistics of all of that right now with the detention center. Sheriff Beth gave it his blessing. So we're pretty excited. That was a huge win. Because obviously people upon release are at higher risk for getting back into substance use if they were before. We also have conversations with the Kenosha Police Department to be able to finally as well get Narcan in all their vehicles and train all of their officers. So that's in the extreme infancy too. Two conversations have happened.
Huge, yeah.
So that's something that's moving forward. We're very excited about because obviously substance use, overdoses on the rise in Kenosha County, and we have to figure out what to do about that. However, I will say that our substance use prevention team has been out there like gangbusters, distributing Narcan at different events, trainings, working, trained all the school nurses. Now KUSD now has Narcan and is working on their policy to have that in-house. So lots is going on in the Narcan world. So they are really, and I can give you all the statistics and numbers for that if you like it later, but just know they're out there knocking it out of the park, getting Narcan back out into the community and all of that right now. Was there a question? Our annual report, it is in state statute that we give you our annual report every year. We are about 80%, 85% done with it. So that is going to come sometime within the next couple of weeks. Please take a look at our annual report. And then I don't know, John, if we have to have that approved according to state statute. I think state statute just says make sure your Board of Health gets the annual report. But we'll look into that. And if it has to be something approved, it'll have to wait till October. But at least you will get that. Because we can't approve it if we're not in person. So at least you'll get that. We can talk about that at the next meeting. It's a quick visual as opposed to a lengthy, wordy document. It's something you can read and look at in 10 minutes. So that's coming. We have been working with the architects on the new building that it will happen in 2024. We had submitted drawings to the architects of what we would like to see in that new Kenosha Market Sun Plaza building, what we'd like to see the new health department look like, bigger, better clinic, bigger, better lab. And so those blueprints should hopefully come to us from our initial. We've had very extensive meetings with them talking about space needs, for all of our programs and what that will all look like. So hopefully those blueprints will come at the end of this month. And they're moving right along and planning for that. So that is something we are very excited to move forward with as we have outgrown all of our spaces. And the laboratory has purchased some new instruments. We're hoping to expand services there in the future. And there's no place to put them in our current lab. So lots is happening as we're preparing for 2 years from now to be able to move into that new building. Our executive team toured the Kenosha Human Development Services, not only because they're going to be our new next door neighbors and to look at the how they laid out and set up, but also to learn of all of their programs and services. They had said that they never really had a connection with the health department in past years. So we're really trying to find more linkages with Kenosha Human Development Services. So that has been a huge positive and a huge plus there. I have just a few more things. Sorry, I'm rambling. I have a lot to update you all on. The community health assessment, as I have mentioned, will happen this summer. Meetings with the consultant we hired to help guide this process have already begun, and you all will be pulled in very soon to some higher level meetings for how the community health assessment should be rolled out. We have extra grant funding to look at various populations and do focus groups. So I will want all the advice from you on that. And as soon as I have something a little more formal to share with you for your feedback, I will do that. So probably next meeting, we'll be talking a lot more about the community health assessment that will happen this summer. We're looking to hire a graphic information specialist, a GIS intern, to help our epidemiologist. Again, as that blanket of COVID is lifted, we're finding all sorts of things that were neglected through COVID and before COVID. So we're really looking at an internal dashboard, performance metrics, performance measurement, how we, operate on epidemiology, the science of public health with data and science better. And so we're really going to be looking at mapping through all of our programs, whether it's Narcan distribution or infant mortality or lead poisoned children. So we will be able to share all that upcoming data with you. By the time we get the intern on and they get caught up, I'm looking at 6 months to a year out, but this is really an effort toward working toward an internal dashboard for performance measurement and improvement, and then eventually looking at an outward dashboard, much like we did with the COVID dashboard on our website. I would like to eventually see, this is a long range goal, eventually see an external dashboard for all of our programs and services for all things health and wellness that is much, much, much more transparent for our community like we did with COVID. So more to come with that. Our asthma program has sent out letters to all students in KUSD, and eventually will be all the rest of the districts west of the I, to garner more help. Our asthma numbers are still really high in Kenosha County. We're one of the higher counties in the state as far as asthma rates. And so looking at getting that program out there more. The state funders have changed the program. They used to give us a grant for that, and now it will be fee for service, that it's basically we'll have to pay, get reimbursed for the clients we get, which puts that program in a little bit of jeopardy in that if we don't get clients into the program, our whole asthma program may not be around. So that is something we're definitely looking into. How do we incorporate that into the health department? And funding is always the issue. We are now inspecting all tourist rooming houses, TRH it is called. That is essentially all your VRBOs and Airbnbs. So we are very near done inspecting all of those to make sure that visitors, especially if the RNC comes to Milwaukee, that all of our Airbnbs and VRBOs are safe for visitors from out of state and out of town, especially out west of the I and around the lakes with all of those homes out there. So we're excited about that. That was a collaborative with the Kenosha Visitors Bureau. So it's going very well. And we'll also be holding a food handlers class in June with all of those new pop-up businesses, food trucks, people doing cooking out at things like Juneteenth Festival, that sort of thing. We want to make sure that people are handling food appropriately, that we keep our community safe that way. So we're getting back into sort of food handler classes where they can come and learn and get all their questions answered and keep the community safe that way. One last thing, sorry. with our rebranding that the health department went through last year, a couple of our programs have or are currently rebranding as well too. One of which was the home visitation program you had always learned about is now called Bright Family Beginnings. Home visitation was always very confusing for the public. They thought it was for the elderly in-home nursing kind of things. So we had to sort of work on that. And then as well, we have the large housing and urban development grant, but HUD is not the only component to lead poisoning prevention. So we're really trying to move it from just a HUD grant to a lead poisoning prevention program. So that will also be, it's in the process of rebranding as well too, so that we're not just speaking of HUD, we're speaking of any lead poisoning. Trying to get kids caught back up with getting their lead tests because over the pandemic, it wasn't happening. So we're trying to get kids back in to get lead tested. We're preparing for a surge as soon as more and more kids get tested that, 2 years stuck inside the home could have done its damage for those with older homes. Lots is going on. Like I said, now that the blanket of COVID is lifted, people are asking, well, are you are you catching a breather now? And I'm saying, absolutely not. We are busier than ever because everything that was neglected for 2 years is now bubbling to the surface and is drowning us. So we have so much going on, but lots of good things, lots of good looking at results-based accountability, short and long-term objectives. What do we need to do to get back out there in the community, build trust, reestablish clients, that whole sorts of things. So any questions on my very long-winded list of, I apologize, I have this list that I'm always just like, I've got to tell them this, I've got to tell them that.
I just have one thing that might put you on the spot. Can you talk to the political realm and any changes that may be coming down the pike because of it?
Yeah, so we don't know yet. John Jansen just met with County Executive-elect Kirkman on Friday, and her new chief of staff, I think her name is Tammy, we have not met them yet. John basically just represented each of our division's top 3 to 5 priorities for the next year. So I had sent those to John. So nothing has come out of it yet. I have reached out to some of the new county board supervisors that have been elected to welcome them, offer time to come visit. I'll give them a tour and talk to them all about what the health department does. Obviously, have good relationships so far with Samantha Kirkman, so she knows enough about the health department, but obviously open to her coming to visit too, especially her new chief of staff, who will need to know a lot more about Kenosha and what's happening with the health department. So my main goal is to welcome them and to basically create public health advocates, and so that they know who we are and what we do, what our vision and mission are, so that they can also help represent us. I certainly think that in the future, I will likely need all of you to help in that advocacy realm, because this is a big changeover with perspective of the county exec and the county board. And so we'll need some, I cannot do it alone. We will need some advocacy from the Board of Health so that they know what the Board of Health is doing. If you would like me to invite them to a future Board of Health meeting, I think that would be good. I just want to make sure, again, it's not just me reporting out, that they can sort of see what it is you all do, or we can also offer a meet and greet where they can get to meet you all. So what ideas do you have?
I'll say that as an alderman, having an opportunity to have a meet and greet would be huge. When I was an alderman, you know, you're inundated with documents, you're inundated with things, but to have a chance to establish relationship is key. And, you know, you didn't even really get that opportunity when you came on because COVID hit. So, you know, the more that we can establish relationship, and I would go so far as to say it would be important to offer that to the alderman as well, to get the city to understand all the things that the health department does. You know, that offering a time, you know, here's a time, yes, it would be a little more for us, but, you know, to be able to say, okay, this is this county one, this is the city one. But I think it would be really important to have both of those, and I would encourage it to be separate, because it's going to be different goals. You know, the different people are going to be wanting to have different information. So
what do you mean separate, city versus county? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Because the city people are going to be focusing, and what we want is to have people understand how we can help the community, but it's a macro micro kind of a thing. You know, everybody's going to be focused on their own issues, right. And I think it would be good to have opportunities to discuss all of that. So you know,
plus I agree too. I wanted to kind of get the pulse of, you know, and Karen, maybe we can do a doodle poll or whatever. If we can find 2 evenings, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, where you all could be there
later
than that. Okay.
6 to 8. Yeah. 6 to 8, because for many people who are still working, you're not going to get,
sure.
We're not going to get us, you know, sorry.
Right. So we'll do a doodle poll and find a couple of dates. We could maybe do 1 meet and greet for city alders and 1 meet and greet for county and county executive, and then invite them all so we can give them a tour of the lab, a tour of the clinic, talk about what the Board of Health does, and talk about the health department, and make it a really brief but yet informative meet and greet, if that sounds okay with you all. I think that would be fabulous.
I agree. That's good. I have a question. How much longer the lab test program will exist?
How much longer will which program?
The lab test.
Oh, so the HUD grant that we have is for 4 years at a time. I believe we have had it renewed maybe 3 times. I think we've had it for 12 years. Kenosha has, we've always been in the top in the state, A, because of the older housing stock. We also have the program, we oversee Racine as well too. They don't have a HUD grant, so it's Racine-Kenosha collaboration, I'm pretty sure she might've had a slide on that last week. But so we are only 1 year into this current 4 year cycle, and then we would always try to renew and get it again for the following 4 years.
Oh, super.
It takes time because we have to train contractors on how to remediate houses with lead. And then, you know, that takes time. For each unit, it takes months to fix sometimes their house. So it's a long range project. It's not a quick one and done kind of thing.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Jen? Thank you. So let's move on to John with Corporate Counsel report.
Okay, I hope you can hear me okay. I don't have much to report except that in response to Jen's question about the need to approve an annual report, I don't see anything specific in the statute requiring that, unless you consider that, you know, deciding what is needed in terms of the necessary and reasonable needs of the community and advocating therefore would require that, or would certainly it wouldn't hurt. I only report brought forward at a meeting and going over it, and maybe Diane and Karen can correct me if they have a different memory. I don't specifically remember an approval, but I don't think it would hurt to have an approval, but I do, because again, we're to assess the needs and reasonable services needed in the community, so that report certainly speaks to that. But I don't think that statutorily there's a requirement, only that a local Board of Health reports to the department as required by rule, and that being the, you know, Department of Health Services in Madison. So that's the best answer I can give you immediately on the top of my head, Jen. But we can certainly discuss that if the people have a different memory than I. I've just been working with Jen on a couple of questions. It's been busy here with our office with the with staffing that was down, but we're now back at full staff. So that's about all I have to report this month.
Thank you. Any questions for John? Any other questions, comments, business from anyone? Okay, then I guess we'll give you back 15 minutes of your lunch, and it's a beautiful day out there.
It is.
Go for a walk. Okay. Move to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. So long, everybody.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.